Hi, everybody. This is Mel from the Phantom Surfers. This is Garage Punk Surfcast number 19 on the Garage Punk Podcast Network. So today I'm going to be playing some old 45s, a lot of records that went down to the basement, grabbed some stuff, some CDs, some new bands, old bands, stuff that's mostly surf music, some stuff that I think you might find interesting. A lot of junk that I've collected in my travels with the band around the world. A lot of Japanese stuff today that I happened to grab that you may or may not have heard. So let's get to it. And here's Terry in the Blue Jeans.
Ramen, shumai, chachumen, tonari wa, chugoku, wansamo, umin no, kanata no, amerika no, jack mo, teri mo, kiiteru, terahuchi, takashi, to blue jeans! Nechan, Panchamo, Debana, Manatsu, no Umibe o Nayamashiku, Boin, Yura, 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 to Aruku Sugata, no Iroposa.
Thank you.
れました。尖閣やろうが、どんとどんとどんとサーフィンするよ。Sanji no music, Teruichi Takeshi.
All right, that was Terry and the Blue Jeans from 1970 with Blue Jean number one, Surf Party, Surf Walker, and Emma. Man, I love to be at that meeting at EMI Japan, or Toshiba Japan. You know, it's 1970. The Beatles have just broken up. I know what we need. A kick-ass surf record. Yes! Ha! Hi! All right. Well, let's get back to it.
Everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a winner. Well, a bird. Ma, 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 ma
Last week, took the Sunset Freeway in my hot rod Jeep. Stopped in Bel Air and picked up Annie. Said UCLA's got a hoodle beatin' any banjos, Latin Scruggs, Johnny Cash. While the beatin' Annie show was in full swing, I stepped backstage, say hi to the gang. Annie skipped out with some young Beach Boys, so I hopped in my Jeep and we made some noise doing 90 right through Santa Monica, heading for the surfing grounds. Well, I pulled up by the sand dune caves. There was my Annie out riding the waves. Three or four guys giving her the big eye, and all I can do is sit here and cry. Lonesome Annie's out there getting her bikini all wet. Pulled in a station a guy knew well, had some big balloon tires he wanted to sell. If I use these things, you think she'll float? He says, they don't, I'll buy you both. Put them on, keep the change, I'm a heavy tipper. Sunset Beach, headed out to sea. This baby's a peach. Annie and the boys about to flip their lid. Didn't think she'd float, but it sure did. Smooth sailing, surfing hot rod, waves a little bit bumpy. Well, the doggone sea was sure getting rough. My stomach told me I'd had about enough. Spun my wheels, standing still, and a great big wave took me up the hill. Flip-flops, flop lips. Dang water is salty. Woke up in the hospital getting wrung out, full of seawater is a mile-long trout. Annie and the boys dropped by every day, said they spotted my Jeep in Catalina Bay, upside down. Wheels still spinning. Y'all can have it. Wanna stay on dry land. Surfing. Poodle beating Annie's.
There's all types of women in this old world and all types of rappers, that's for sure. But there's one type of chick that catches my eye, and that's a rockabilly girl, and I'll tell you why. They're sassy, red lipstick, high heels, and leopard print. They have a lot of pride in what they wear, sporting lots of tattoos and crazy hair. Some wear dresses and some wear jeans. I haven't met a kitten who was nasty or mean. Maybe a little cranky. Well, ornery. Heck, maybe even downright cantankerous. But there's one thing that puzzles me about these chicks. It's driving me nuts. My mind is in a fix. If someone has the answer, please let me know. I gotta know the answer or my poor old brain will blow. Crazy. I'm gonna go bonkers, man. Cuckoo, cuckoo. Does rockabilly pussy have Betty Page bangs? Does it taste like powdered sugar? Does it have tang? I gotta get the answer. I'm having stomach pangs. Does rockabilly pussy have Betty Page bangs? I've had lots of women all around the world, and the story's the same. Boy meets girl. Hello, ma'am, how do you do? Then it's back to her place where you go into... What? You can't say that now? Aw, hell. I mean, heck. I've known punk rock heavy metal chicks, lawyers, nurses, even dominatrix. But there's one notch left on my gun for a rockabilly girl, and I hope it's fun. I want a pretty girl with a great smile and a certain morally casual attitude. Does rockabilly pussy have Betty Page bangs? Is it nice and soft and pink and sweet? Or does it have fangs? I gotta get the answer. Oh, how my heart hangs. Does rockabilly pussy have Betty Page bangs? Going on down there. Looks good on top, but you never know till you pull back the curtain. I hope it's good. Yeah, that was Does Rockabilly Pussy Have Betty Page Banks? Tip of the hat to Tina from the Trash Room for that title. Hot Rod Surfing Hoot and Beetle Nanny by the great Johnny Bond. Drive In by the Donnas. Was Good Then, Is Good Now. Henrietta by Gary Lane and the Madcaps off of Cuckoo 45. And then we had the greatest song ever put to wax. Really, no question about it, Surfing Bird. It says everything that's great about the world. All right, here comes some more garbage.
Thank you. that she did come. She's the jealous astronaut. She's in love. She fell head over heels for a cute fly boy, then ditched her family for her new toy. A younger girl came and ruined her plan. Murder was the only way to keep her man. She's the jealous astronaut. Didn't she know that she did come? She's the jealous astronaut. She's in love.
She left Houston and drove straight through the night. She wore NASA diapers.
That ain't right.
A wig, a BB gun, a long trench coat, and rubber hose to strangle her throat.
She got to Orlando with revenge in her heart. She knew that day that she'd get that tar. She shot her with a blast of pepper spray. She blew her career, but it made her day. She's the jealous astronaut. Didn't she know that she did pop? She's the jealous astronaut. She's in love.
All right, that was the Phantom Surfers doing the Jealous Astronaut. That was a brilliant idea that we had back when Lisa Nowak went crazy. Well, actually, that backing track sat around and we put some vocals on it. The thing would be stars. And then Anna Nicole Smith had the temerity to croak the next day, take the astronaut right off the headlines. Before that was Here's Frank Sidebottom Now. That's another Phantom Surfer track. Frank Sidebottom is a comedian out of England that's hilarious. Look him up. We never got around to releasing that. We had a bunch of stuff we haven't released. Before that was a song from our good friends the Tormentos down in Buenos Aires, South America. Fabulous players, fabulous band, and even more importantly, fabulous chefs, which of course, if you've followed the Phantom Surfers career, know anything about us, the only reason we do this is not for the love of music, but to get to go to new exotic places and eat great food. And just prior to that was 1,000 Tears of a Tarantula by Dengue Fever. If you're not hip to the band Dengue Fever and you're listening to this, you are now hip. Go out and track down their stuff. Fantastic band in LA. They do Cambodian pop music from the 60s. And there's a lot of ventures running through all this stuff. I'm going to be recording that song, hopefully, this beginning of this year with one of my other projects, Ventures Mania, featuring Dick Dickerson and Garrett Immel from the Ghastly Ones, Sugar Balls on drums, and Noki Edwards playing. So we're actually going to get a Noki Edwards album it's going to be modeled on Ventures in Space, all originals, so be looking forward to that. All right, speaking of crazy stuff, here comes speaking of astronauts, actually, well, she was crazy, and here's a bunch of stuff from Japan, starting off with an astronaut song that was recorded only in Japan back in 1965, followed by some live stuff and some more Japanese nonsense. Here we go on GaragePunk.com podcast surf thingy. Thank you. That started out with Che by the Astronauts. Just shows you what happens when you don't record in Studio B RCA on Hollywood Boulevard. Next up was the Astronauts Live in 1965. What's great about that record, it's not so great, but that in Japan they felt necessary to reissue that in 1973. Was there any surf music being reissued in the U.S. in 1973? I mean, Terry Jacks was out on the radio. Let's see. After that, we had a song from Terry and the Blue Jeans. They did that was a, I don't know the name of that song. We'll just call it "Hing Ho Ha." Well, something like that. Anyway, they that was from their one of their albums, early albums, where they did a collection of all folk music, and that done Alecki style. That record's had a big impact on me and a lot of folks playing guitar. Terry Takeuchi is truly one of the greats, and nobody here knows him. But then again, he chose to play instrumental surf music, so what do you expect? After that, we had a song called The Electric Mood in Japan with the Galaxies. Some studio band playing Alecki music. And then following that, we had another studio band, I don't even know the name of the band, playing Kodo and Alecki guitar. So it's a traditional Kodo. And then finally, we had that Maniac Terry one more time from 1970 playing Surf Party to show you what it's all about. All right, I'm Mel with the Phantom Surfers. Thanks for letting me be on Surfcast here on the Garage Punk Network. Ow! Living the dream. To take you out, and let's have a new year. Here's Terry and the Blue Jeans with Old Lang Syne. Happy New Year, everybody.